This podcast is brought to you by OMI, the company that makes CRM work. Today, my guest is Joshua Bihar. He's the CEO of Mobile2CRM. Enjoy.
My name is Joshua Bihar. I'm the CEO of Mobile2CRM. I'm actually coming to you today from Tel Aviv, Israel.
Joshua, I'm excited to talk to you. I wonder if you could just start by telling me about Mobile2CRM. It's an interesting name. It makes me think, you know, you guys, well, obviously you've found some entry point to this wider industry, but where does the mobile come into it?
Yeah, I think overall what we see in the industry is that most business communication today is done over mobile device, and not just any mobile device, it's the bring your own device of the employee. So that we realize that that's creating a major blind spot. Because the organization don't have any insight into this bring your own device communications. So that's what the gist of what we're trying to do is to capture business owner communication from bring your own devices, cellular communication, bringing it into the CRM systems without violating the employee privacy.
It's sort of, I wonder if you could talk about the behavioral aspect of this, right? The idea, you know, I think that the old fashioned idea of the way sales worked is, you've got these relationships, you use a computer, use it like a landline, I'm imagining like a telephone. But you know, anyone who's sold anything knows that, you know, you're trying to build relationships with the people that you're selling to. And those happen, as you're saying, by text, by WhatsApp, by, you know, by phone calls, you know, and maybe more off the cuff phone calls, by cell phone, things like that. I wonder if you could talk about that behavioral, how that behavior has changed. And I wonder, you know, I guess, it seems pretty obvious to me that this is the change that you've taken advantage of as you build this company.
Right. I think you need to separate between a B2B type communication and a B2C. In a B2C is, for example, if you have an insurance agency that is reaching, or insurance broker that is reaching out to someone, or someone is reaching the insurance brokers, and they're using their mobile device, and especially after COVID, you know, more and more people is working remotely. And you see another big trend in the US today is more people want to become independent. So when you're independent, you're using your own equipment, you're working from your own location, in some cases at your own time. And as a result, organizations still want to make sure that they can archive and document and capture this very important communications between the business and the consumer, especially if there is an area of either compliance or potential disputes. You know, I mentioned insurance brokers is one good example. So that's the market is changing in my eyes. And it's very challenging today to your organization to find a way to document iPhone, you know, without violating the user privacy.
This is your third go round as a CEO. I'm curious whether this idea came out of, you know, a pain point or an experience you had in a previous situation.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I used to be a chief sales officer at a very large organization, a Nasdaq registered company. And the issue that I was facing, and many people face it until today, you hire and you manage remote salespeople. Just imagine, it took you 3 months to find acquire this salesperson, another 3 months or even 6 months just to work and train and develop this guy. And then he's working remotely, he's working on himself, on his own. And you ask him what's going on. And in many cases, you don't have any visibility into his activity. And after 6 months or so, you discover that the guy is not on the right track. And you know, you're trying to do these weekly calls, but you don't have any real insight. And it happened to me again, just a few months ago, I hired a salesperson remotely. And he was telling me, Joshua, everything's clear. I understand what I'm doing. The value proposition is clear. And only later I discovered that he was apparently too shy to admit that things were going not well for him. So that's a major issue. And I believe that by providing visibility into your remote staff without violating the privacy, it's actually a win-win situation for both for them and for us. Because at the end of the day, people are joining organization because they want to succeed. They want to bring the value to the organization, and they want to stay for a long time.
I do wonder, could you just take me through some of these previous roles you had? Because it's always so interesting to hear, you know, whether you were in the same industry or a different one. I'm just always fascinated to hear how people got to, you know, the seat they're in today.
I started my career actually working, as I mentioned, working as a sales manager first for Latin America and then VP sales for all of the Americas and then head of global sales at a very large organization. And then I started moving into a smaller startup. The first startup was actually in the education technology. We started in Texas, and then we expanded to New York City, and we were trying to make a big difference in the educational technology. We were trying to empower teachers and really help an industry that did not really change in the last 150 years. We were not trying to replace the teacher. We were actually trying to empower the teacher by providing them with better tools, technology, and know-how, because we still believe that the bulk of the education should be done in the classroom. So that was a very good 4.5 years working with these guys, mainly in New York City, in the public system. And we felt that we're doing something which is very meaningful and driving a change there. And later on, the Goyal Education step in and took over the operation. So that was a very good time. That was the first company. The second company is after I moved back to Israel. I was leading a company in the remote security. I moved it into a cybersecurity, and I'm very happy that a few weeks ago it was acquired by Ericsson. Again, very interesting operation, cybersecurity across the world. And this company started, I'm in this role for the last 3.5 years, and we're seeing how we're expanding first and with the insurance related organizations, financial services, and now we see it also expanding to other areas like hotel chain and other organizations.
Josh, you know, changing tracks here a little bit. We talked about how Mobile 2 CRM allows employers to, or I guess allows salespeople to more seamlessly update their CRM and their employers on what they're up to, right? The information, you know, get it off their cell phone and into like a place where it's actually usable and actionable. I also think that there's an aspect of this where, you know, you're able to use that information to help train people, make them better at their jobs. And I wonder if you could talk about that aspect of things, especially when people are working remotely, which is, you know, sort of what led to that first problem we talked about. There's also, you know, those feedback loops can become disjointed. It's so important, especially when in sales, you're learning every day and you can improve every day.
Sure. I guess the first thing is the value that we are generating, not just for salespeople, but in general. Just imagine if you are listening to this podcast and let's say you hear things, maybe you like some of the things, and just ask yourself, what will be the retention rate of what you've heard in this podcast a week from now, or a month from now? They will say, oh, who is this guy with the funny accent? Or I don't really remember the name of the company. I just remember they did something with cell phones. But it happens to all of us. You know, you hear a conversation. It might be sales-related. It might be related to other elements. And if you don't take notes, if you don't record the call, if you don't keep a track of that, like you're doing with Artifact, if you don't collect this information, you will lose the fact. You will start, your memories will be faded. So we're doing something very similar. We believe that this can generate tremendous amount of value, not just to salespeople, but anyone that is handling this type of interactions. And it provides you a lot of value because you can capture the information, you can capture it automatically into your CRM, and then using the latest and greatest in analytics like ChatGPT or GPT-4, it's something that you can extract a lot of valuable lessons. So I spoke about the individual first. So there is the interest of the individual to capture this information because it automates the process. It goes into the CRM, his manager is off his back, and it also helps his memory retention. And it also helps the employer because, hey, he's got good visibility, and he can also offer the employee some sort of training and development, because you can actually tell him this, and this is working, this is not working. Use this pitch or use another pitch. That's really what helps you to close deals. So it's really a win-win situation for all people involved.
Can you talk about how voice over internet plays into this? You know, we've all had experience with Skype, Vonage, things like that. but I know that there's an aspect of that that you guys, you know, deal with. I guess, what problem are you solving in that respect, and how does it work?
Right. So when people ask me, Joshua, who is your competitors? So I think the first competitor is voice over the internet. So the common thing is a voice over IP. I did not really explain how our technology works. Maybe I will explain to really the gist of that. When a new employee joined an organization, one of the first things that he's receiving from the employer is an email. And they tell him, listen, use Gmail for your private stuff and use the corporate email for corporate activities. And that's the way that we are separating between business and private communications. And so the same thing we're saying is, you join an organization, one of the first things that we're going to provide you with is a cellular number. And therefore, this cellular number is owned by the employer. And please use this cellular number for work purposes. You know, in the old days, people used to carry two cell phones, one for work and one for private. And people hated it because they need to carry two phones. And guess what? If one of the phones is going to drop, most likely it's a business phone that's going to drop. So the solution we start evolving over the years is with voice over internet. For example, people acquire Google Voice. You know, you can buy it today for a few dollars. You can buy Google Voice, put it on your phone. But the issue with Google Voice and Vonage and many of these services is the quality. You know, if you have a very solid and strong connectivity to the internet, then you're fine. But once you start driving, or if you're out of of your comfort zone in your home office, then you start seeing issue. And that's really what created this voice over the internet bad reputation. And if I'm a salesperson, I'm in the airport, most likely I'm going to use cellular for important customer communications and not use a voice over internet where the internet might be choppy or the connection might be bad. And we all, you know how it sounds when you have a choppy voice. So voice over the internet is really a different technology or part of our competitors using voice over the internet. And we believe we bring something else because it's really based on cellular technology, which is native to the phone. And just maybe to elaborate one more sentence about it, imagine that you're using one of these voice over IP technologies. For example, WhatsApp is becoming more and more common, especially for people that are doing international work. If you are conducting a call over WhatsApp and someone is calling your regular cellular number, most likely the call will go into a hold because the cellular will take over. So we believe the cellular is the number one priority. So in our case, we allow you to put two numbers, two cellular numbers on the same phone without adding a SIM card and without adding or relying on Wi-Fi. So if you're using your private line, someone is calling you on the business line, you can just place the first call on hold and answer the other call. You will hear a different ringtone. So that's part of the innovation that we bring to the table, which gives you a very different customer experience compared to the voice over the internet experience.
That's really interesting, Josh. Thank you. Wonder if you could describe for me, you know, when you work with a company, who tends to find a lot of success with you guys? What's the profile of your ideal customer?
We work through partners. So our partners will be a CRM integrators. It can be a CRM consultant. It can be a large organization. And within this large organization that works with such a system integrator, you will see many times it's the head of operations. In some cases, you have actually a telecommunication group within the organization. The same person that is handling the PBX or the person that is handling communications for corporate communication for the employees. And so that will be the typical focal point. And we will work with him to understand what challenges he is facing. In many cases, it's about CRM, about the fact that he's investing a lot of money in putting a CRM in place. And in most organizations, you see it again and again, people do not want to put the hours and the effort into updating CRM systems. So CRM adaptation is very spotty and very difficult to enforce. So we come in and we offer different options. For example, saying, you know, if someone is using their own device, and we can offer you an automation and a very quick and easy way to capture customer communication into the CRM, you gain a lot of benefit. So that will be the focal point within the organization. It might be the CRM owner or the digital transformation owner. We really complete the 360 view of the customer. Imagine how much money today is going into a digital transformation, trying to really receive or achieve the holy grail of 360, trying to see all the different channels that we're speaking with the customer, either to LinkedIn, or if this guy is sending an email to the organization or going to our website. So we capture today, we as an organization, not Mobile CRM, but in general, companies are investing a lot of money in capturing this information. But at the same time, the mobile communication that's happening all the time between these individuals and the organization is not kept and is not there. So therefore, out of the 360, you're missing at least 60% of the customer communications with you.
Now, Josh, you mentioned in the notes that you shared with me before the call, before this interview, you guys are actually looking for a strategic partner. What are you looking for?
Sure, absolutely. We're expanding. We're already working today in many countries around the world. We're expanding our reach into the U.S. So we're looking for two types of partners. The first partner is companies that operate either in the CRM system, a CRM arena, or working with Microsoft Teams, because that's a new area that we're working. We know how to connect cellular devices to Microsoft Teams and capture everything into different CRM systems. And that's becoming a very, very popular because it really allows you to utilize both the power of Microsoft Teams, either as a contact center, a global contact center, and it allows to use Microsoft Teams as a PBX, as a phone replacement system, and we know how to connect everything to the CRM. So we're looking for partners that operate in these domains, either in the Microsoft Teams telephony or Microsoft Teams domain. The second one is people that works around the CRM area, whether it's system integrators, consultants, people that really know this area. So this will be one area. The second area we're looking is actually strategic investors, people that are excited by technology and would like to be part of our growth and expansion in the U.S. In both of these cases, my email is, I think, will be listed here, but if not, I can give it again. It's joshua.behar@mobile2crm.com. So if you hear this podcast or you know of anyone that can benefit from this technology, please feel free to reach us.
That's great, Josh. And you also just gave us the URL for the company. So if people want to go and learn more, I assume that's the best place to go.
Yes, absolutely. So it's mobile, and then digit2 and crm.com.